July 5th. Things are looking good on the planning front. Last week, Errol managed to recruit both the Parkinsons and Fannings. The two families have teenage children that will be able to help with the fighting. They're all strong and should be able to handle the march over the mountains well. The Fannings' two younger daughters will also serve well as messengers. I'm going to inspect one of the training camps in the forest tonight with Captain Campbell. We'll see how well Camp Brenken is coming along with the recruits. July 10th. The two-day march to the training camp took longer than expected. The weather is unseasonably bad for this time of the year. Campbell was particularly paranoid about Jabberjays this time too. He reckons they're harder to spot when the sky is grey. The trainees in the camp, some of them are just kids, and I've started to wonder about whether or not this whole thing is a good idea. Margot says we'll be lucky to make it over the mountains without being spotted, and is surprised the capital hasn't found at least one or two of our training camps yet. It was so damn cold tonight that I woke with frost on the end of my nose. July 15th. Things at the camp look to be coming along well. Campbell says the mortar teams are doing adequately, but still worries about the rifle training. He says we don't have anywhere enough rounds to get them as good as we need to. Getting the potassium nitrate in particular from whichever other district it comes from is almost impossible. Campbell won't tell me where it's from. Not to mention the trek to get it out to the munitions factories. Factory might be a bit of an exaggeration. I went down to the trade quarter to show Rabbit how to use the press. The factory is just a hole in the ground behind his workshop. He sure got good at turning out bullets and cartridges, though. Pity we can't keep him stocked up enough with materials. I'm damned if I know where they get the lead from, let alone the brass and the sulfur. July 16th. We had another lockdown today. I'm sure Campbell and I made it back through the fence without being spotted, but no one is sure why they did it. Apparently, old man Quinn was dragged into the square for a beating. They didn't even say what he had done wrong. Poor sod. His heart stopped beating before they were even halfway through. I doubt we'll be able to get any more recruits from the lower quarter after that. We only go for the ones who we're pretty sure about anyway. If they say no, the best we can do is make it quick for them. Can't have people wandering around who know too much. The capital dogs are more than willing to torture anyone they think might have information, and everyone will talk eventually. It's just a matter of time. July 21st. This old box recorder is starting to play up. I hope it keeps working. Of course, I'd probably be better off if it broke. If anyone found this tape, I'd be done for. Hiding it under the floorboards probably isn't the most original idea. Lisa keeps giving me grief about the racket every time I put it down there. She thinks I'm repairing the floor. July 22nd. We've lost contact with one of the camps, and Campbell says it's too dangerous to leave town right now. Sergeant Slater thinks we should move soon. The snow will start to melt in a few days, and the passes should be easy enough when we get there over the mountains. We're splitting into three columns. Hopefully we'll be able to hit the outlying districts of the capital from all directions. I don't know which passes the other two groups are taking. It's safer if we don't know what the others are doing. Lisa says she hasn't seen any Jabberjays near the fence lately. I wonder where they've all gone. July 24th. Campbell says he's received orders that we're moving out in 3 days. We're going to get up to Camp Dusty as quick as possible tonight to make a few last-minute preparations. We'll need to finish the camo nets, so we've got some way of hiding from the hover patrols. The microwave sensors they use only work below 100 feet, and they don't get that low in the mountains very often. We've got a few portable stingers if any of them do. Soon, we'll be able to hold our heads up high and say, District 13, yeah, we stood up to the damned capital. We made a difference. I just hope we can pull this off. July 25th morning. I can feel the heat from here. Bastards are still hammering the camp. You didn't even hear the bombers overhead. Campbell says you can when they're flying at 30,000 feet anyway. The MIRV plasma bomblets started landing just after we left. The smell. They always said it was something else. Evening, July 25th. We were still a couple of hours away from town when the blast knocked us flat. If we hadn't been in the gorge, we would have been roasted for sure. I could see the fire slide across the top of the gully. Funny thing, I couldn't hear anything when it was happening. Just saw the sheet of yellow and red above. Looked like the surface of the stream I used to lie on the bottom of as a kid, holding my breath and looking up. Not the same color, but it moved the same way. July 26th. Cam was dead. He started to look sick an hour or so after the blast. I probably should have stayed in the gully. My gums started bleeding, and now my teeth and hair are mostly gone. It took me the rest of the night to reach the town. Well, where the town used to be. There's nothing left. None of the buildings are standing. It's like a big bulldozer came in and just brushed them away. I can't even find our house. The ground, it's covered in grey stuff, keeps falling from the sky. I don't know if it's fallout or ash from the firestorm. Probably both. I think I'll just sit down for a minute. July 27th. The old man always said I was a tough son of a bitch. I've lasted nearly 24 hours longer than Campbell did, and I always thought he was high. I can't see so well now, and I've been vomiting up blood for the last few hours. Damn the Capitol. I guess it doesn't matter how they figured out where we came from. Campbell said we were doing more important work here than just the resistance too, but he couldn't say what. Guess I'll never find out what it was. I'm sure glad Lisa couldn't have babies. This would have been twice as bad. Wow, what a sunset. It's amazing. These rays of red streaking through the grey bands in the sky. Not very bright, but sure is crazy looking. In between these weird lightning strikes, but it's not even raining. It's like Travis's Delta Disco on Dancer. I might put my head down now. I'm so tired.